علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the second sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam, he explains about the circumstances in which the community of believers was in at the time when the prophets would come to those communities, the situation that they faced and the grounds that were existing at that time that led to the coming of the messengers. He's explaining about that. He's opening up the different dimensions of that. And one of the important things that we saw is that at that time there was a problem that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned in Nahjul Balagha in this sermon, and that was the problem of misguidance and confusion, and this was something that needed urgent attention, because if humanity continued in this state of confusion, of course that follows with a lot of different problems and difficulties that the society can face. And therefore, of course, the prophets came to reignite the light of knowledge and the light of guidance in their hearts. And one of the things that we said is that the situation was that some people, just took the communities based on their own desires and whims, because the community at large did not have a general defined purpose for their living. And this was a very dangerous thing.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, coming back to our discussion, we saw that because of the lack of guidance, or you can say lack of understanding the people had, and that state of confusion they had entered into, of course they become a very easy prey for the devil. They became easy prey for people who are opportunistic, and people who already have some defined purpose in terms of their worldly life. And people who are confused become easy prey for such, because they can then, take the people in their own direction. And this was something that was, rampant at that time. And of course, when you talk about this, it's not just, people who are rich that took the communities in a specific direction. Sometimes these rich people, they don't have power, or for example, they do not have the capacity to lead. And therefore, those that had strength, and therefore those that had strength and power and authority, they, you know, gathered the rich people, and they are the ones that, you know, decided the fate of the lay people in that community. And this was something, of course, that led to a certain specific group of people to be the favored lot, while the rest of the people are kind of just, you can say, sheep, lost sheep that were just wandering and grazing around, not having proper guidance, and they could just be easily taken away by these wolves that were after the benefit of their own selves, and did not have any further aim and objective in life apart from just enjoyment of this temporary and temporal world. And therefore, we see that people of this type, they started to, the upper class, they began to oppress people, misguide them, fool them, and, you know, force them to perform different types of actions that was probably not of their own, you know, you can say, liking and all that. Now, the question that comes that there here is that what was the actual reason of all of this? The actual reason of all of these difficulties came not because of some sociological reasoning, some, for example, some kind of internal, you can say, sociological or political situation. No, there was something further than that. There was something to do with the way people were thinking, their thought processes and their understanding about the reality. Inshallah, which we shall discuss in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we talk about the community being divided into different, you know, castes and different classes, it is mostly it's because of some kind of misguidance that entered these communities. You know, when normally confusion is a very fertile grounds for complete misguidance to happen. So it starts with a confusion and then goes into a complete state of misguidance. When people get misguided, then what happens is that those power-hungry, corrupt individuals, they hold the reins. As I said in the even Imam Ali alayhi salam in the previous segments, if you in the previous sessions of this program, we discussed that when these people became prey of confusion, when they became confused and slowly, you know, didn't have that clear picture about their purpose and goal in life, then they become prey for these devils, for these power-hungry people, these proud and opportunistic people to take advantage of them and, you know, take them towards the wrong aims and objectives. And that was what happened. Now, we can have some material, you know, explanation to these issues, but we can have some material explanations to this, you know. What the material explanations are is that what they say is that, you know, the different class systems and the different political and economic situation of the people forced them, for example, to be in this state, and there was no choice, and you can, you know, kind of that you can say that social determinism that some of the you know, philosophers try to postulate. But all of those are, in my opinion, in the opinion of many scholars. Of course, my opinion is the opinion of the scholars who have done the research in these areas. And of course, in terms of the teachings of Quran, these are not the result of just some social, political issues in the society. But it is a result of a problem in the way people were thinking, in the way people understood reality. And this was the actual malady that was causing all the other difficulties of the society. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه